Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. This Sunday, the first reading is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 to 5, and then 9 to 11. Give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end. Her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain. The rough country, a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up unto a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by a strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. That's our God. That's what God does. Brothers and sisters, read that passage again for yourselves. Prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 to 5 and 9 to 11. Take some time to read that, because that's what the Lord is saying. I'm here. I'm here. And I want to care for you. In Psalm 104, tells us, O bless the Lord, my soul. O Lord, my God, you are great indeed. You are clothed with majesty and glory, robed in light as with a cloak. You have spread out the heavens like a tent cloth. You have constructed your palace upon the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You travel on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, and flaming fire your ministers. How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have wrought them all. The earth is full of your creatures, the sea also, great and wide, in which are schools without number of living things, both small and great. They look to you to give them food in due time. When you give it to them, they gather it. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things. If you take away their breath, they perish and return to the dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. It's the majesty. This is who our God. Look what he does for us. He saved us through the baptism that we have. And he renews the face of the earth through his people. He loves us. He loves us very, very much. Beyond recompense, beyond, there's no way we can love God like he loves us. But if you love him with all your heart, you give him everything, you receive everything. Please, even if this is your first time listening to this program, I just want you all in heaven. I pray I'll be there. We want to be together in heaven with God. This life is just our, in a sense, our first life. But it's not what God has prepared for us. Brothers and sisters, God wants to open the kingdoms of heaven to us. from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, and then chapter 3, verses 4 to 7. Beloved, the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. That's what God wants of us. That's the choices that he asks us to make. It only leads to life and the fullness of happiness. If you're in sin right now, please go to confession and ask God, ask him in Christ to help you, to grow close to him, because he will do it. He will lead you. He will show you. But I encourage you, brothers and sisters, let us draw closer to him, because we do not know when the end of the world will come. And we want to be ready so that when it does come, we are ready to meet the Lord. We have time here. Please use it. Our time, I know we have jobs. I know we have great responsibilities, raising children. I know that. I understand that. And as I've said to you many times before, can you carve out 15 minutes? Just 15 minutes. I remember a mother telling me that she would put her baby to bed in the afternoon for sleep. And the moment that the baby was asleep and was safe, then that's when she would take her time to listen. And you say, oh my gosh, I've got to do laundry, I've got to do dishes. Give God first place and see what happens for you. He loves you and he understands. God knows you by name. He knows you by your strengths and your weaknesses. He knows all about you, and he loves you. Follow him, please. The second reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 3, verses 15 to 16 and 21 to 22. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether John might be the Christ. And John answered them all, saying, I am baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. After all the people had been baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved Son. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. Jesus is the Son of the Father. Brothers and sisters, he wants to draw us into union with him. I don't know what it's going to look like. I have all kinds of ideas, but I don't know. But I know it's going to be glorious. That's how God is. And it's going to last not for a time, but forever. Please put aside the things in your life now that don't lead to this fullness of life. Turn away. Please, turn away from your sin as much as you can. And when you fail, and we all fail, when you fail, say, Lord, I'm sorry right away, and then get to confession when you can, as soon as you can. And believe me, As you do that, more and more grace will pour into your heart because you're asking God for what God wants for you. He's there. He's with you. You don't see him, but he's right there, right now, beside us. And he loves us and he wants to draw us to himself forever. Brothers and sisters, at this time of year, we've passed Christmas, we've passed New Year's Day, but oh my goodness, I want you to become a new person. And God gives us the grace for that. He changes us. We have to put our effort into bad habits, but he's there to help us. You're not alone. It'll change whatever is wrong in your life for him, because God wants you in heaven. No matter the mistakes you've made, you go to confession, they're gone. They're gone. Brothers and sisters, let us open our hearts even more to God. Let's give God, in a sense, a Christmas present, perhaps a month, no, a few weeks back. But let's take this time to say, Lord, I do want to belong to you. Will you help me? Please help me. And ask him for help many times during the day. Just say, Lord, I'm frazzled, I'm overworked, I'm just stop for 2-3 seconds and say, Jesus, in the midst of this, I love you so much. Or a child is sick and your time is occupied, just say, Jesus, I know you're here and I want to love you. Help my child. Just do that. God is with you every moment. Every moment. Think of that. He doesn't miss a thing. And no matter what your sins may have been, you confess them, he takes them away from you. Oh, brothers and sisters, I was going to say I long for the day, although I don't know what it's going to be like when I die, so I better be careful. But I want to say, I really do want to see all of you with me in heaven. I mean that. That's not just a nice saying. I really want to see you in heaven. We're together for all eternity. God will bless us abundantly, and we will live forever. Let us change whatever we need to change in our lives now. Ask God for the grace. It takes a while to change habits, but begin to do it and mean it, and God will abundantly bless you and bring you close to him. I've seen that happen with other people, and I am very blessed by what God is doing. I'm very touched by what God is doing. But I know that God wants it in your life too. Not just your group. Think of your life. Because God wants you home with him one day where the joy will never end. May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.